Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. This week, we heard about President Obama meeting with the Russian leaders to bring about a better relationship between the two countries, but apparently that didn't quite work out. We also heard about unrest in China. We heard about the ongoing saga in Honduras, where it seems like, according to some commentators, the world is supporting the wrong side, supporting a guy who was trying to do away with the constitution of that country, following his mentor, Mr. Chavez from Venezuela. We also heard about an interesting comment by Saddam Hussein before his death, saying that he fooled the world, thinking that he would have weapons of mass destruction because he was afraid of Iran. And we see now that Iran has become the greatest world threat in that area, much more so than Saddam's Iraq might have become. We also heard about some comments by Mr. Biden, Vice President Biden, to the effect that if Israel would attack Iran, the United States wouldn't prevent it. And of course, the Obama administration had to struggle later on to kind of clarify, quote-unquote, those statements. But Mr. Biden also made another interesting statement in regards to the economy. He gave an interview with ABC News, and let me just quote to you what he said in that interview. "We misread how bad the economy was. The truth of the matter was no one anticipated, no one expected that recovery package would in fact be in a position at this point of having to distribute the bulk of money." Now, with all due respect, that's not true at all. There were voices warning against the overly optimistic assessment of the economy, but those voices were overheard, overlooked, neglected, sometimes even demonized. But it's much worse than even the admissions by Vice President Biden. I'd like to read to you from Bloomberg. They published an article dated July 6th saying, "The California morass has Democrats in Washington trembling." And you might have heard that California has started now to issue IOUs. And it says here in another article by the Wall Street Journal that California plans to issue more than $3 billion of IOUs in July, but the problem is most banks are not willing to honor those. And so this article goes on to say that when the IOUs mature, holders will be paid back directly by the state at an annual 3.75% interest rate. That's going to happen in October, but the question is, will the state have the money? They don't have the money now. Why do we think they will have the money then? But back now to the article by Bloomberg. This goes on to say, the reason why Washington is trembling is simple. If Obama's health care plan passes, then we may well end up paying for it with federal slips of paper worth less than California's. Obama has bet everything on passing health care this year. The publicity surrounding the California debt fiasco almost assures his resounding defeat. California has engaged in an orgy of spending, but compared with our federal government, its legislators should feel chaste. The California deficit this year is now about $26 billion. The U.S. federal deficit will be almost 70 times larger. And then we heard this week from an assessment by the U.S. bank, the U.S.-owned central bank, I should say. This was published by The Telegraph, a British paper, on July the 6th. The U.S. economy is lurching towards crisis with long-term interest rates on course to double, crippling the country's ability to pay its debts and potentially plunging it into another recession, according to a study by the U.S. own central bank. The study illustrated, this article goes on to say, the horrifying consequences for leading Western economies of bailing out their banks and attempting to stimulate markets by cutting taxes and boosting public spending. And no wonder that the Pope just issued a declaration saying that we should have a world authority, a world government, to deal with the economic crises. And that idea isn't new. Man has been trying to bring about such kind of world governments, but they have always failed. And we see certain power blocks around the world right now trying to do it again. The countries in Europe are trying to unite. Countries in the Far East, like Russia, India, China, and others, are trying to collaborate even in military matters. We see countries in South America trying to unite all against the United States. And even though some of these attempts might be quote-unquote successful for a while, they will not be ultimately successful because man has utterly failed to rule himself and others. For about 6,000 years they have been trying to do it, and it hasn't worked, and it won't work. In fact, the Bible tells us that these attempts will lead to a time the Bible calls a great tribulation, a time so bad, which has never happened before, which will never happen again. And unless those days would be shortened, no flesh would be saved alive. Nobody would survive. That's the end result of the human rule. All these things we have discussed today show and prove, and these are just a few examples, that man is totally incapable to rule this world, to rule a nation, to rule himself. Yes, world government will come, but it will come quite differently than what most expect. Jesus Christ will come back, not as a man. He did this once. He was a God for all eternity. God the Father created everything through Jesus Christ, we read, but he became a man. He became flesh so he could overcome sin, which is a transgression of God's law in the flesh, so that he could die, and he did. And he gave that ultimate sacrifice once and for all. But then God the Father resurrected him through the power of the Holy Spirit, and he became again a glorified, all-powerful being he had been before the world was. And he will come back as God, as the King of kings and the Lord of lords, to bring about peace, to establish the kingdom of God here on this earth. We read in the book of Isaiah that a child has been given to us, a son has been born, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called the Mighty God, the Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of his peace and government there will be no end. Yes, then we will have peace. Then we will have prosperity. Then we will have no more wars. God will bring it about. Man won't. And man will not be allowed any longer through his feeble attempts to bring about chaos and confusion when God returns. And thanks be to God that he will send his son back to bring about this peace, to set up the kingdom of God here on this earth, which is, my friends, the only hope for man, the only hope for man's survival. And it will happen sooner than most of you may think. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.